The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning's Gospel is about the commissioning of the 12 by Jesus. This reminds me of how we were raised as seminarians in Nigeria. As seminarians, when I mean seminarians, when we start our philosophy, every summer for 6 weeks, when we're on vacation, the seminary will be on vacation, the seminarians will be sent to the parishes. Two. Every parish will have two seminarians. Then the pastor will now send the seminarians to the village. So they will live with the community in the houses for 6 weeks. And when they are there, what they do is they do catechism classes for the little kids. Every evening, they will gather the kids and they will begin to teach them how to pray and how to sing. That is why I sing whenever I do my homily on Sundays. That was the songs I learned as a little boy, and also the ones I learned as a seminarian. Because while you are teaching these little ones, you will learn from them. So it is done every 6 weeks during summer. Then at the end of the 6 weeks, then the seminarian will now be asked to go and stay with the parents for the rest of the vacation. So the idea is for us to start to learn how to live with the people, how to preach to the rural communities, and how to make disciples. So that if we do this every year, at least for 9 or 10 years, before you are ripe for ordination, you will be equipped. So that is the idea. My dear friends in Christ, in today's gospel, we saw Jesus commissioned the apostles and gave them authority over unclean spirits and gave them power to heal. This reminds us that every bishop, every priest, God has given this power. But when the priest acknowledges and recognizes that, oh, Jesus has given this to me, and I am working in his name. When the priest prays on people, people receive healing. When he prays on those who are possessed by the demons leave the people. It is not a priest doing that. It is not a bishop doing that, but Jesus. Because the priest is functioning in the name of Jesus. But there's something that we have to reflect upon today. In this gospel, when Jesus was commissioning them, he told them, do not take this, do not take that. Reminding them that they have to rely on God. Because most of these items will be source of distractions. That was why Jesus told them, do not take all this. These will be provided by the people of God. That is why, as a priest, you have nothing. The only thing you have is your body and whatever you put on. So, my dear friends in Christ, we have to pray for the priests so that they will understand the mandate given to them by Jesus himself. And any priest that relies on the power of God will always exercise his priestly ministry with ease, because it is God doing it and not the priest. So let us keep them in our prayers. Let us pray for the priests always, that they may be strengthened and not to be afraid as they exercise their priestly ministry, because Jesus has given us this authority. Amen.
Amen.
Please.